This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And we will be talking with her about what happened yesterday, pro day for Cam Ward. And, you know, okay, pro day. They everybody has them, blah, 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 blah. Why is this important here in Cleveland? For this reason. He's the guy, I think, Andy, if he's available at 2, the Browns just take him and they have their franchise quarterback. Or at least have the guy that they're going to give 4 or 5 years to find out if he's their franchise quarterback. It's smelling like he's not going to be there unless you want to make it happen.
They'd have to move up to get the number one pick. What's it worth to move up one spot? I mean, we all want to sit around and go, well, you know, if so-and-so, if the Giants want to trade with the Browns to get that number two pick, you know, what do you get, a second to move up? No, I mean, you know, this is again, when you're looking at the number one, you're looking at the number two, you're looking at the number three pick, you're talking about guys that should be franchise changers. They should be. Are they always? No. But they should be, so why wouldn't you value a trade up more than just a second round or a second and a third or a second and a fourth? I think it's ridiculous that we sit here and, like, sometimes I think we underestimate what the value of that number two pick could be for the Browns if you know, if somebody really wants Shador, or if what happens if Cam falls and the Browns don't want Cam? Now what happens? I don't think Cam's fallen after yesterday. Not after the way Tennessee put on a show. But guess what? They just jumped the value for anybody that might want to come on up, didn't they? I mean, they sent everybody to go watch. And in some ways, you sit there and go, well, that just solidifies the fact that he's going to be the number one overall pick. Or they did a really good job of making everybody believe that they've solidified him as the top pick in the draft for them and up the value.
Here's the thing. If the Tennessee Titans decide they want this guy, it's over. I don't think that they would take anything in a trade. Now, if they're not convinced, and they kind of like Shedeur Sanders as well, because you would assume they're going to take a quarterback. Why? Inactivity in the free agent market. I mean, at least the Browns went out and picked up Kenny Pickett, right? I mean, the Browns brought in another quarterback.
You don't think that Tennessee would take, if the Browns said, okay, we'll switch for this year, we'll give you our second for this year too, on top of that, and we'll give you our first-round pick next year, you don't think Tennessee would do that?
Well, see, that's what I think that we need to discuss.
Yeah, I think I would if I were them, because it doesn't seem like the Browns are going to be very good, and so you're looking at perhaps the number one, number two, or number three pick next year too. That, to me, would be intriguing. I'm tired of the Browns trading the number one pick. Go do something. Go get somebody. Go get a franchise changer. You're sitting there at two. You can have all but one player. Tell me you can find the right guy this time.
If Tennessee's not sold and the Browns are, what would you trade? What would you offer for the number one pick in the draft? Would you offer next year's number one to move up one spot?
If you're 1,000% sold that Cam Ward is the guy, but this is a franchise that thought Deshaun Watson, they were 1,000%. So much so that they traded away three first-round picks just as the start. They're not scared to trade away first-round picks. What's scary is another three-win season. No more. No moss. Done.
Folks, if you think Cam Ward's the guy, if the Browns think Cam Ward is the guy, would you make a huge offer to trade up to number one? 216-474-0092.
Is that a fair one? Like you get this year's first, which is our first, which would be you just jump back one spot. I'd probably give you the number two this year too, and you should ask for next year's number one. Is that too much for a franchise-changing quarterback?
See, if the Browns really think he's the guy, and Tennessee is open to other things, giving up next year's number one is something I would do, even though it could be a really high pick. Because
it's probably going to be a top five pick.
I'm not going to say that. I would think it's a top 15 pick. I'm being overly optimistic.
I do too. Dan, what do you think it is next year? Just top of your head.
Now, see, if you say top five, that means they're going to be just awful.
4-5 win team? Well, you're going to bring in, if you're bringing Cam Ward in, you're probably going to start him day one, probably, and you're going to have to take your bumps and bruises. I'm not saying it's going to be horrible to watch Cam Ward play. What I am saying is you're asking a rookie to become an NFL starting quarterback and get ready to go do 17 games. That's a very, very big task for a first-year quarterback. What do you think our first-round pick next year is going to be? Just give me a range.
Top five.
That's what I say.
Do
top
you
five.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you guys think they're going to be that bad?
It's not that they're going to be that bad. Again, if you're doing it, you're doing it to get Cam Ward, and you're going to start him probably week one.
Right now, if at least to me, if I look at the blue chippers on this roster, it's Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward on defense. I have no idea what's going on with JOK. I have no idea. Is he playing? Is he not playing? No clue. So I'm just pulling him off the board because I have no idea. Those are the two blue chippers that I have. On the offensive side, I don't think there's a blue chipper you'd look at.
I would agree with you on that.
Red chip, okay. Joel Bitonio, you could throw Wyatt Teller in there if you'd like. I'm not ready to call Jerry
Judy. Never heard
Judy
red
that.
Chip. Have you heard red chip?
No, what's a red chipper?
What's a red chip?
Red chip, it's that step down.
Like players, I didn't know that.
You guys played poker.
What's a green chip?
You guys have played poker. I've only done blues and reds. I've never had to use greens. We've never gotten that far. But it's like blues are your elite guys. Reds are like, okay, these are good building blocks.
Okay.
Really productive players, occasional Pro Bowlers. Blue chippers are the guys who are like, okay, these are the all pros.
We know that.
These are the dudes.
I can tell you this, the black chips end up in my pocket as soon as I get one, so you know that.
But yeah, like
that's playing blackjack.
Take your winnings off the table, put it in your pocket, and go home.
Yeah. So if you lay it after out like that, yeah. You realize you've got two all pros on this roster and three guys, I'd say.
Would you do this? Hey, Tennessee, here's a number one. You know, you drop down one spot. We'll give you our second round pick, our fourth round pick, and Greg Newsom to move up to number one, and you'd take Cam Ward. So Tennessee would get 233, something like a fourth, and Greg Newsom, whose name has been thrown out in trade stuff, and I don't want it to be.
I just gave up my second round pick, too?
Yeah.
For this year?
You'd give up your first this year, your second this year, and say your fourth this year. Maybe a second next year.
If I was Tennessee, I would ask for something for next year.
So the Jimmy Johnson trade value chart would tell you that the second round pick would get it done.
Just the second round pick?
Mm-hmm. That would get it done. And you'd actually overpay.
But see, the question is, does Tennessee want the guy? If Tennessee thinks, we think he's slightly better than Shedeur Sanders, then they might be open to that. And if I'm the Browns and I think Cam Ward is significantly better than Shedeur Sanders, then I'm making that phone call, Andy. I'm going to take a shot. I'm going to see what I can do.
Mm. Yeah, I know. I'm looking at it trying to figure out just a second round pick. Is that it? Because when I initially came in,
if I'm Tennessee, I'm going to ask for more.
That's what the Jimmy Johnson trade chart says.
Jimmy Johnson just retired.
It's what I pick to work off of, you horse's rear end.
We're friends.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would want more if I was Tennessee.
I would too.
More than just the second round pick this year.
I would too.
You'd end up with the number two pick, and then you end up with the number one pick in the second round.
I'm making some phone calls. Mike's in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. Mike, I used to live on Sharing Cross Drive, by the way, Mike.
Mike was worried about that.
Not too far from there, Jeff. Actually, I'm over and it's over closer to the other side of Kempton. How's that?
Nice. Can you guys stop at that gas station and pick me up a loaf of bread on the way home? That'd be great.
First grade on Sharing Cross.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm not trying to not go along with you, but I don't want to give up any extra capital to move up for Cam Ward. There hasn't been enough talk about him, whether I believe in all talk or not. Nobody's really gone out and said, oh, this guy is an absolute franchise-changing quarterback, can't pass up, can't miss. Unless it's that, you're not giving up all this capital that you guys are kicking around.
Except, Mike, what if they think he is?
But why would they think that? Nobody else does, Jeff. Can I ask you that?
Well, Tennessee might.
Okay, so what? Let them take him then. Because I don't believe that, and I just don't think we know where we're at. And you guys are absolutely saying, like, we're going to be drafting high again next year.
I'm not saying that.
I am.
I believe.
I will.
Everybody else is Jeff.
I mean, they are. I know.
I mean, look, we need a lot more help than a quarterback. And I've been on here before and said it many times, is that I just want to see him get a lot out of this draft. I'm okay if nobody wants to come up and give us something extra for two. We take, like Andy says, we take the Abdul Carter. That's the smart move. Least risky guy at number two, I think, out of all the draft. So, but I would prefer, and I'm hoping Andrew Berry's playing a little poker now, getting the things going, that we're not signing that second quarterback just yet, because maybe we're going to take one. And now that, Shador's dad's piping off the mouth a little bit, it's perfect. Don't want to come to Cleveland, so now you got to come up. Now you want to come up and get him? New York wants it. It's what we want. We want our pick to get more valuable so that, we can move down one spot to three. We still have Abdul Carter. If they come up against Shador, now we get extra assets. That's the kind of route I want to see us take, not the other way where we're giving up more. Because we need more than one guy, guys. That's what I got.
I agree.
Mike, thank you very much.
Friend of the show to get us moving today. Nice job, Mike.
Can I say this about what Mike just said?
Sure.
I agree with him. I think the Titans are locked in on Cam Ward. Only because of their complete inactivity in the quarterback market when there are quarterbacks that are out there. I mean, they're sitting with Will Levis right now.
Jeff, if the goal for the Titans yesterday was to make everyone believe that, then mission accomplished.
Yeah. I would agree with that. 216-474-0092. Would you try to trade up for Cam Ward, folks? Because it seems like Tennessee is going to draft Cam Ward. And as Andy just said, if they're not, they're sure making everybody believe that they are. At least that's the way it feels. Love to hear from you. 216-474-0092.